Time to play the initials game. Listener Ted will join us to battle with the group. Hello, Ted.
Hello.
Ted, this is very simple. There are two letters, the initials, and every answer has those initials as the first letter of the two words. Now, sometimes they're hyphenated words. Sometimes it's two separate words, but it's always two words. Buzz in with your name when you think you know it. You may not come back in if you buzz in.
Okay.
Whoever gets the most right wins. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hot Wings, yes. Do you understand?
I do.
Kelly.
Yep.
Steve.
Uh-huh.
Mainland.
Yep.
The letters today, P-S. Each clue gets a little more specific or, more aptly, you need to add the clues together until the context becomes clear. That's my recommendation.
All right.
All right, P.S. first appeared in 1958. Is over 500 years old. Easily identified by his beard. Wears red pants.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Papa Smurf.
Correct. Number two, Howings has one. Born in Chicago in 1946. Was a disc jockey for the Armed Forces Vietnam Network during the Vietnam War. Is a former TV weatherman. Had a short-lived late-night talk show.
Howings.
Hot Wings.
Pat Sajak.
Correct. Hot Wings off to a hot start. Mm-hmm. Almost exclusively found underwater. Connected to the color pink.
Maitland. Patrick Starr.
Correct.
Oh.
From SpongeBob. Ted, I think what we're noticing most is how busy you are at this game. We're off to a hot start.
Yeah, I'm not busy.
That's so unfair because Steve and Kelly also haven't buzzed in. And I've played along with this game from the show that created it that we then bought the board game from. And I'm also often silent, Ted. So stones thrown from a glass house. Here we go. P.S. His last name is frequently used in rap songs. Is a former People Magazine sexiest man alive.
Steve. Patrick Swayze.
Yes. Dang, Steve.
He's frequently referenced in rap songs?
I guess Swayze probably rhymes with things.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I never thought
like
about
Swayze,
it that way.
You gotta go crazy.
Oh.
Like Jay-Z.
Don't be lazy.
Yeah.
Don't be hazy. Be like Swayze. That's all.
Feeling
all
right. Out of phasey.
The first one, in a sense, was on December 6th, 1921. Was introduced by Frank Patrick because he had become increasingly frustrated. Often occurs involving just two people. Is almost always done during untimed play.
Steve. Penalty shot.
Correct. Steve is tied for the
lead.
Boy,
that sequence of questions was just throwing me off.
Has connections to Ty Burrell, Adam McKay, Keegan-Michael Key, and more. Was established in 1855. Its motto is making life better. Connected to Lions.
Kelly. Shoot. Penn State.
Correct.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
They're not Lions, though.
Nittany Lions.
They are Lions.
Yep. They are, yeah. And that's easy to remember because they play at Beaver Stadium.
That is so easy to remember.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Nice one, Ted.
We just heard Ted's death rattle.
Or he finished in his pants.
I'm just here.
First appeared in print. Made its debut in 1983. Is connected with the supernatural. Movie versions have been released in 1989 and 2019. Related to animals.
Steve. Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary is correct.
Oh, good pull.
Look at Steve. Wow, he would survive the apocalypse.
Yeah. Wait, I thought it was P.S.
Is the book is spelled S-E-N. With an S.
Oh, I was like, what the?
By the way,
I didn't know that until very recently either.
When you said that, I immediately flipped the card over because I went, she's right.
I was so confused for a second.
I would have never gotten it.
Because the sign was written by a child.
Oh.
Spoiler. I don't think that spoils it, but it might.
All right, next one. Steve 3, Hot Wings 2, Kelly 1, Maitland 1. Ted is writing a memo.
Yep.
There is one connected to an NFL team. Was a main focus in a 2003 blockbuster. Frequently found made of Legos. Often seen upside down at amusement parks.
Hot wings. Pirate ship.
Pirate ship is correct.
I doubt.
Founded in 1968. Had an initial connection with a group from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's tricky. Connected to a gorilla.
Maitland? PlayStation?
No.
Oh.
What was the connection to Milwaukee? Or you just had PS stuck in your head?
Yeah, I was guessing. The gorilla I thought was like Donkey Kong.
But gotcha. Oh, I see
what you're saying. That's Nintendo, so that was stupid.
Connected to the colors black, purple, yellow, orange, and gray.
That's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm. Black.
In 1992, they acquired a future most valuable player from Philadelphia.
What year?
1992. A Western Conference team in the NBA.
Steve. No.
Steve. Three, two, one.
Oh, Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Phoenix Suns.
No, that starts with an F. Correct, it's the Phoenix Suns.
Portland Trail Blazers.
Well, that's what I was doing, talking about Portland. Well,
are you ready?
Yeah.
Hot Wings 4. He could win by getting the next one.
Is that Barkley, by the way?
Charles Barkley, yes.
Yeah.
Several of these can be seen in 2012's The Dark Knight Rises. Established in 1933.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. Hot Wings with 5. All right. Ooh. Hot Wings is out for this round.
I was thinking pencil sharpeners.
Oh, God.
Because
such
you
a
know
prominent
that.
Role in The Dark Knight.
But you know the very beginning scene when he stabs that pencil through that man's hand.
Dude, well, stop him like.
Well, yeah.
I don't think
he's sharpening. He's like, now watch me make this pencil disappear. And then he just sharpens it in front of those bad guys for 20 minutes.
I was like.
One of the most awkward scenes.
The only thing that makes sense to me.
This game,
it was Michael J. White. That's what his name was.
That's a great contribution, Ted.
What?
Sorry.
Michael J.
I haven't
White?
Said anything.
I apologize. You've been great.
What? Michael J. White? What are you talking about?
The guy that the Joker stabbed, his name is Michael J. White.
Oh.
You say
that's
so.
That's the actor.
Well, what a little tidbit you've brought.
Right?
I'm sorry. I haven't said anything, so I felt like I needed to ask.
What was...
Never apologize, Ted.
Ted, what was... Do you know everything about actors in pencil movie moments?
No.
Who was the actor who gave Tom Hanks a pencil in Big?
Big?
Sorry. Yeah, that was Walker D. Russell. Yeah. All right, one more. No Hot Wings, no Steve. Just Maitland, Kelly, and Ted. Ted, this is your time to shine.
Okay, all right.
The term was first used in 1839. is connected to an FX drama that aired 2003 to 2010. Often discussed on Bravo's The Real Housewives. An extreme version of this took place in the 1997 Nicolas Cage film. Involves restoration.
Steve.
You are out this time,
I know,
as previously stated. Involves restoration or reconstruction.
Oh, Maitland.
Come on. Maitland.
Plastic surgery.
Correct. Ted. All right, Ted. Let's see if you can get one if it's just you and Kelly. She's not even paying attention.
No,
anymore.
I don't.
Here we go.
Yep.
She's not even trying, Ted.
I am in.
Introduced in 1974. The first word implies its size. Often found in a freezer. Can be found at some fast food restaurants.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Pint size.
No.
God dang it.
Ted.
Ted.
Pizza slice.
No.
I've got this leftover pizza slice and nowhere to put it.
Hey, come on down to McDonald's. Everybody, we've added leftover pizza slice to our menu. You wanted the McRib, but here, take our garbage leftover.
Tired of eating food so fast, so I need gnawing some frozen pizza.
Eat it cold, eat it warm, eat it whatever. It's pizza slice from yesterday.
Hey, I could have said Patrick Stewart.
The answer is popcorn shrimp.
Oh, I was going to say.
Popcorn. Oh, yeah. So pizza slice is, okay.
Well, you sure showed us.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Ted. You were a lot of fun.